This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
U.S. stocks edged higher on Thursday after the worst sell-off in months on Wall Street as investors recalibrated their timeline for rate cuts from the Federal Reserve and prepared for a heavy-hitting round of mega-cap tech earnings. The benchmark S&P 500 rose 0.8%, while the blue-chip Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 0.6%. The Nasdaq, which suffered a more than 2% decline Wednesday, was trading up almost 1%. The financial world is moving fast and furious this week, but the Fed remained the focus Thursday morning. Fed Chair Jerome Powell, while cementing a pivot in the central bank's rate plans, gave investors looking for quick interest rate cuts a wake-up call. He hinted that he views it unlikely that the bank would begin to cut rates at the Fed's next meeting in March, something that was viewed largely as a toss-up earlier this week. Indeed, according to the CME FedWatch tool, investors were pricing in about a two-thirds chance of another hold at the March meeting, while almost all bets are on a small or larger cut come May. Meanwhile, members of the Magnificent Seven will take center stage after the closing bell, with Apple, Amazon, and Meta set to report earnings. Tuesday's first batch of big tech results from Microsoft and Alphabet failed to live up to investors' lofty expectations, helping send those stocks lower. Lest we forget, the economic world has one more narrative-fueling data point waiting this week. Investors will get a snapshot of January's job market with Friday's non-farm payrolls report. Peloton stock was down 22% on Thursday, set to close at a record low after the connected fitness platform posted disappointing revenue guidance. The company expects third-quarter revenue in the range of $700 million to $725 million, below Wall Street expectations of $753.8 million. And Amazon shares were up more than 1% on Thursday ahead of the e-commerce giant's quarterly earnings results after the bell. As Yahoo Finance reports, the Seattle-based company joins two fellow trillion-dollar giants to round out a week defined by high expectations and disappointment over tech results. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.